Let's suppose you could create a poison that you were immune to. Wouldn't that be great? Think about it. I mean, if you're an assassin, that's a great, you don't want people dropping over in front of you. You want it to be a delayed action thing, but you also want not to be killed yourself with the poison you use. Right. Well, it turns out that this is a genetically selective bioweapon. Okay. And people don't have to believe me. They can look it up themselves, but I'm going to read you the title of one of the papers. There's several papers about this, but the paper that I'm referring to right, a couple of them are, this is one of them, ACE2 coding variants in different populations and their potential impact on SARS-CoV-2 binding affinity. The genetically targetable bioweapons has been in the pipeline for a long time. And don't think it's just the Chinese or it's just the Russians. No, it's us too. This was commented on by in the policy for the new American century. This is our guys. Our guys like Wolfowitz and Cheney and Rumsfeld and those guys that would write by that would talk about military doctrine and what to do, you know, think tank about military stuff. Okay, they published this policy in September of 2000, and it was how we can be the predominant military going into the next century. And in one part of this, in fact, I can tell you, I think it's on page 64 in the bottom left, and I know that because after I told this little quote to Reiner Fulmich, Robert Kennedy Jr. called me and wanted to know where I found it, you know, and it was kind of a surprising phone call, and he's been a hero of mine in this whole fight. But this is what they say. This is the exact quote from the PNAC. It's that advanced forms of biologic warfare that can target specific genotypes may transform biological warfare from the realm of terror to a politically useful tool. So keep in mind, this is our guys talking about using bioweapons as a politically useful tool. And the best bioweapon is one that doesn't hurt your people. Well, it turns out that this is racially targetable. And it, for whatever, I make no claims about motive here, but I'm just going to tell you that. And just because you're in the good group doesn't mean you are a bad guy. Okay. But I will tell you that the people running this show, from the CEOs of all the companies like Moderna and Pfizer and the CDC chief, there's a lot of Fauci. There are a lot of people that fall into this. It's called the K26R genetic genotype. And they're relatively immune to the stickiness of the spike protein on our ACE2 pathway. Okay. They might be totally immune, but they are not like the rest of us. So when you look at by race about what this does, there's an upregulation among Caucasians from Europe, excepting Finnish for some reason. So we have the worst stickiness of the spike protein to our ACE2 pathway, which is what makes you sick. The ACE2 pathway is what this was designed to hit. They designed it to an ACE2 pathway because they figured out not everybody's equal, I think. But we are the worst, 56% upregulation, according to this paper. And there's other papers. Maybe it's another paper I have, but this is one of them. And then the next group down are Black Africans and African Americans. So they're, or Africans outside, they're 39% upregulated. And then it drops way down to Asians and Finnish, and then at the very bottom with 0% upregulation are the Ashkenazim and the Amish.